Okay, so the Yetzirah says go hang out at Goya. And what does the Yetzirah do after you go to Goya? Then all of a sudden, he flies up to Shemayim and he tattletales on you. He tattletales on you, to Hashem, and he prosecutes you. That's not a good friend. He's a snitch. No good friends are snitches, okay? Unless you have an iPhone in yeshiva. Then your friend should snitch on you, okay?
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, snitches get stitches. Unless you have an iPhone in yeshiva, right? We're on recording now. Because then that friend is saving your life. Brought to you by the Adaras HaTorah K-Phone. Okay. Okay, here we are. I just made 10% off all future sales. So here we go. Univayer Devreinu Hate Bezer Hashem. And I'm going to explain. Aleph Linyan Tainis HaYetzer Shlo Yimashich HaDover Yoyser Miyomo Yomayim. If the Yetzirah comes and tells you, hey, how long are you going to be able not to speak Lashon Hara? One day, 2 days, Yosef Bentley taking out the K-phone. All right. Okay. How long are you going to be able, Eli Bash, K-phone? Get on it. How long are you going to be able not to speak Lashon Hara for, says the Yetzirah? One day or 2 days? What should you say back to the Yetzirah? So the Chofetz Chaim tells you what to say back to the Yetzirah. Everyone listen carefully. Yashiv loy, say back to him. Lu yehe kedvarecha. Let's say you're right. V'chi b'shvil zeh, tzarech lehisrapois mizeh, because it's only going to last a day or two. I shouldn't do this? How will you do ahu? Ki ka'asher yelich yiyeh mishiyeh. Afilu asher gadol v'kol shekein ani. Let's say a person's going and he's walking down the beach, and all of a sudden he's a rich guy or he's a poor guy. All of a sudden he looks to his left and there's like a sunken ship next to him. He's like, holy moly, a sunken ship with treasure. Okay. And all of a sudden, there's jewels and diamonds and gold all over the beach. Does that ain shayach rak bedaver pakus v'nivze? So he says, what do you mean? What's going to be the point of taking them? You're not going to be able to take all the diamonds. You're not going to be able. How long are you going to have to get all these diamonds before other people realize, before other people chaperine? How many of these diamonds are you going to be able to take? So what are you going to do? You'll be like, forget it. I'm not going to be able to get all the diamonds. What's the point? I'm not even going to bother. Are you crazy? Look, so these things are gold. These things are jewels. As your kol rega v'rega, as your yolakton v'yispasim tachas yadoi. So every second that you're grabbing them, shover yosim remeya yamim asher yolakit dvarim pchusim. It's better to gather these jewels for 5 minutes than it is to spend your whole life gathering cheap things. You know, you can go around your whole life gathering those cans for 30 agarot. You get, I don't know how much you get in America, but you get 30 agarot in Israel for those cans. My kid told me recently he wants to start collecting cans to make money. Oh God, I gotta raise his allowance real quick. You know, he went to the store with two... He went to the store with two cans. He's like, can I have 60 agarot? And they're like, no, you cannot have 60 agarot. He's like, come on.
Get him one of those shopping carts, like the shopping carts, the plastic bag, like overflowing. Like.
Yeah. That's what he wanted to do. I don't know. They had an article in one of these kids' magazines of like families that collected cans and like bought, like, I don't know, bought a pony or something. I don't know what they bought that he got excited about, but he wanted to get cans. Like, no, I might be a Rebbe, but we're not collecting cans, you know? I'm just joking. The Adar Sotera pays fantastic. This is all on recording. Okay. Keina Dover Mamish in Yanenu. So says the Chofetz Chaim, this is exactly what we're dealing with when you don't talk Lashon Hara. What does the Gra say? B'shem the Medrash. Sha'al kol rega v'rega sha'adam chayseim piv. Every single second that a person shuts his mouth and doesn't speak Lashon Hara, zoyche l'or ha'ganas, he zoyche to a hidden light, that no malich or any creation is able to fathom. Okay? Re'e, look. Shalom nizkar b'midrash chodesh o shvua o yoyim o shah. It doesn't say those who don't speak Lashon Hara for a week, for a month, for a year, for a day. What does it say? Rega. One rega, you're going to be zoicha, and the Chofetz Chaim says later, what do you mean? We don't feel the Or HaGanuz. He means an oilam haba. You're going to get this Or HaGanuz for keeping your mouth quiet. Every single rega, one rega, you're able to get this huge thing, this huge vezeba etzem kavanas hakasuv in tivakshena kakasef. And that's what the Torah means. You need to search the Torah and mitzvahs like money. You need to treat the mitzvahs and the Torah like you do money. Money. Everybody wants money. So now the Pashup Shot is that we should care about the Torah and the mitzvahs as much as we care about money. That's the Pashup Shot. But he's saying something else. The same way you collect, if you see money on the street and, you know, there's a bunch of people grabbing at the money, you're not going to let them, right? These 100 bills everywhere. You're not going to be like, forget it. You're going to get in there. You're going to get money. You're going to get money. You're going to get grubby. You're going to try to grab those $100 bills. Same thing with the Torah and mitzvahs. You grab whatever you could get. And that's what the Tana is saying. This is from yesterday, which no one heard. Do not distance yourself from things that have no limit, that have no end. Don't say, I'm never going to get to the finish line. What's the point? No. Even though there's no finish line, you grab whatever you can get. A person has to realize whatever he's able to get from it, that's a huge chus and a huge metzia. So, what? Just to make a summary over here, what the Halakha Chofetz Chaim just told us: not every day do you get a beautiful eitzah from the Chofetz Chaim himself of how to deal with the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes to you and says, how much are you going to gain already? No, that's incorrect. That's incorrect. You have to get whatever you can get, and that's worth a tremendous amount. But as Rabbi Kiva Eger says, there's a beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, Sos anoichi al imra secha kumaitzi shalol rav. I rejoice over Imra Secha, over your Torah, Michal Kaplan says, there's people that don't care so much about money. You find me that person, and I'll ask him for $50. Deal? Only in Mexico, and that's what they tell people so they don't get kidnapped. You know, man, I don't got no pesos. I got no pesos. don't kidnap me. David Calahorra, he's smiling. Fantastic. What am I talking about? Oh, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sos anoichi al imrasecha kemoitze shalol rav, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, a lot of times when we learn Torah, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Torah is endless. You're never going to get, Be'etzem, you could stay on a sugya forever. You could stay in a sugya, you can go, a sugya, Torah is depth is unbelievable. So, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Be'etzem, it's like Torah is finding like a shalol rav. It's like finding these huge spoils that as much as you try to take and put in your pockets, you're never going to take it all. But a person has to, you know, and that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger asks a bomb question, or sometimes he'll have a long shtickle, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And how does he end the shtickle? Tzarechin. It's true. At the end of every good shtickle Torah, it ends with a tzarechin. But that doesn't mean that you don't go through the whole process. How much smarter are you now? How much is each piece of Torah worth? It's a shol rav. They say that one time a person sent a question to the Rogachover. The Rogachover lived in Davinsk. There were two Goinim in Davinsk. There was the Rogachover and the Or Sameach. The Rogachover was Hasidish and the Or Sameach was Litvish. And they loved each other, but they were very, very, very sharp with each other. They say that when the Or Sameach passed away and they told the Rogachover, he said, "Oh, Chaval, he just started learning how to learn." So they're very, very sharp. They're very, very sharp with each other. So someone, the Rogachover was very sharp. So when someone asked the Rogachover a question, he wouldn't write an answer. He would just give Myra Mekoymus. Okay? So they say over that one time a person sent the Rogachover a question. He had a kash on Taisvis, and he was stuck on Taisvis, he wrote the Rogachover, for 3 months. Can you please help me and answer this question? And the Rogachover sent back like 50 Meir Mekoymus, Toisvis, Zvachim, Reb Kiva Eger, here, this and that, tons of Meir Mekoymus. The guy goes through the Meir Mekoymus, can't figure out what the Rogachover wants with these Meir Mekoymus. It's working, can't figure it out. Finally, eventually, he had to go to Dvinsk for something, and he goes to the Rogachover's house. Says, Shalom Aleichem, I'm this guy. About 6 months ago, I sent you this question. You sent back these Meir Mekoymus. You know, what was your answer? He said, oh, no. I just sent you a bunch of places that Tosfos and different Rishonim and Achronim end their whole Shtickel Torah with Tzarechin. And they went weiter. Why are you spending 3 months with an go weiter? So what if there's a Tzarechin? You go weiter. It's okay. Torah has Tzarechins. So there's a limit to how much we know. The guy went and killed himself. No, I'm just joking. But we have to realize that sometimes a person says when he's preparing for a Seder, I'm not going to know what Rabbi Glantz is going to say in his Ian Daily Shear, which is in Yeshiva, but this is a Shmiras Alashin Shear, not an Ian Daily Shear. But I'm not going to know. I'm not going to understand. You know, I'm not going to know from all of Seder what Rabbi Glantz is going to say. So what? You pound away at the Tosfos. You got a little bit of Rashi clear. You got a little bit of Tosfos clear. That's jewels, baby. That's diamonds. That's, I'll tell you a story. And this is, that's David Calahorra. What, not getting, or plugging away. I'm going to say that means that he's talking about plugging away. David Calahorra, plugging away. Okay. Okay, the Maisa goes like this. This brings out how to appreciate every little bit of Torah, every little bit of mitzvah. Yeah, sometimes there's 5 minutes left. What's the point of 5 minutes? Or you came late. This, yichap, whatever you can. Listen to this Maisa. And there's also a chizik for us that everyone's talking now, you know, with... You know, I gave a shmooze to a different Talmidim from a different yeshiva You know, should I stop recording for a second to say that? But I gave from a different yeshiva I was once a part of. I gave a shmooze to those talmidim, and you know, everyone's talking about changing, and even just little things. So I was trying to bring out the point of how little things are really big. One time, Rav Chaim Kreisworth was talking to someone. Chaim Kreisworth was the head rabbi of Antwerp. The Chaim Kreisworth was a goin oilam, a goin, Yerushalmi, Bavli, everything Baal Peh, Rishonim Achronim. He was not to be believed. So one time he was talking to a different Rav and he said, let me tell you about my kehila. I was dealing with a din yesterday, two businessmen, and they were fighting over 0.1% of their contract. You know, what do you think about these guys? You know, so the Rav said, Nebuch, you know, chemdas mammon. You have to teach these guys, to give these guys a musar shmuz. What are they fighting over already? 0.1%? What are they, you know, like my kid collecting bottles? You know, what are they doing already? What are they doing? He said, and what if I told you it was a $150 million business deal? And they were arguing about 1% to 0.1% of that. Now, what would you say? He said, okay. Changes the whole picture. We're not talking about grutot. We're not talking about, you know, agurot and little things. We're talking about millions of dollars now. Says Rav Chaim Kreisworth, Yakara hi mipninim. Torah is more yakar. The Torah mitzvahs is Torah speaking ma'alfei zav v'kesef. Yakara hi mipninim. Forget $150 million. It's more than $150 billion. The $2 trillion package they just passed in America for the coronavirus. Yeah, take that, Canada. You ain't gonna see none of that money. That they just passed. That's nothing. And so how much, you're right, how much do we do already? It's 0.1%. But 0.1% of $300 trillion is a tremendous amount. That's Yikarahim Epaninim. So if we understand that, coming back to the Chofetz Chaim, that's in general in mitzvahs. And here we have by Shmira Solashin, the Gra tells us that you're going to get the Ur HaGonas. I don't know what the Ur HaGonas is, but I want it. I definitely want it. For every rega that a person has a Yitzhahara to speak, Lashon Hara, and he overcomes it, he's Zoicha to Shal Rav, he's Zoicha to the Ur HaGonas. So that is what we need to tell the Yitzhahara, whether it comes to Shmir Salashin, we're saying really, whether it comes to other mitzvahs and to other things, anything that we want to keep on, Shmir Seinayim, coming to Seder, a Kavana in Davening, even if it's one bracha, one small bracha, a little bit of Torah, that's what you tell the Yetzer Hara, punch him in the face, take him down, and that is today's daily Ian Shir in Shmir Salashin.